This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to hour number two of Ron Segi today on this 4th of July weekend. I hope that you, your family, your friends are having a great time. Boy, do we need a celebration like this after what we've been through the last 18 months. But whatever you do, be very, very careful. And we are celebrating America's 245th birthday. And on our show this hour is game board inventor Brian Hirsch. Actress Adrienne Barbeau will be here from CNN and MSNBC, news anchor Richard Liu, and we're going to be talking about some ideas for picnics this weekend with Kelly Edwards. We're going to pause, but we will be back with our second hour, and my first guest that second hour is an extremely interesting guy by the name of Brian Hirsch. He invents board games, and that's all coming up this week with Ron Segi today.
Friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee. We want to invite you to a special once-in-a-lifetime live event. That's right, a live event at the Ahern Hotel and Convention Center in Las Vegas. The first 50 people that register will get in free. If you know the awesome and amazing Wayne Allen Root and you mention his name, you will get in free. That is a VIP category. We will be sharing the breakthrough science that we shared on the floor of the United Nations and have helped tens of thousands of people to transform their health, reversing diabetes, high blood pressure, and many other illnesses.
This free event starts at noon on Saturday, July 10th. To get your free tickets, go to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. And click on the big orange button that says Live Event.
We promise this will be a life-changing event. You will never be the same.
Go to EnergizedHealth.com.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Nationwide and around the world, you are listening to Ron Segi today. And today we have a special guest with us because he does something that I don't think in all of my broadcast career I've ever discussed on the air, or even off the air for that matter. You ever play a game and you think to yourself, you know, I could have invented this game. The fact of the matter is, it just doesn't happen that easily. And our next guest actually was a very successful real estate developer. But he went on to go into a business that's making board games. He's made such games as Out of Context, Outburst, Super Scattergories, Taboo, the list goes on and on, 40 of them to be exact, and sold over 50 million copies. Joining us right now is Brian Hirsch. Hi, Brian. How are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm good, Ron. Thank you. Happy to be here.
I'm very sincere in what I just said because, you know, I ask a lot of times songwriters how they get the idea for a song. I've asked that question to Paul Anka, to Carly Simon. What comes up with the idea? How do you come up with a board game idea? And I guess even prior to that, how do you go from selling real estate successfully to a business totally different?
The truth is, it was serendipity. I was a really good Trivial Pursuit player. My friends looked at me and said, you're a creative guy. You could probably create a game. You know, I am creative. And I thought, well, that's interesting. But I did what a business guy does. I went out and got a market research report done about the game business. I read it. I read it again. I thought, gee, you know, I know it's audacious, but I think the game companies are misunderstanding what Trivial Pursuit success is about. And I jumped into the game business. Happily, it turned out that I had it right.
40 games. That's a lot of games to invent. And what really amazes me about this from a business standpoint is the distribution. We call that syndication in the broadcasting business. How do you get a company, or can you do it yourself, to distribute these? I mean, as I mentioned, the broadcast, you can come up with a great radio show, great television show, but it doesn't see the light of day. How do you get it to the level where it's being distributed in toy shops and venues all across the country, maybe around the world?
And like your business, like syndication of broadcast, the distribution of games has changed dramatically over time. One time, the expression was the big game companies act like gangsters, garage inventors act like ladies of the night. It's a match made in heaven. But in fact, they are looking for product that succeeds. They have the distributors, the Milton Bradleys and Parker Brothers and Mattel, they have relationships with retailers. So they license games, and you get paid a royalty. And that was what we did. Difference was, as a businessman, I knew how to read a contract. And when I read it, I said, gee, I'm only giving you the rights to do a box game. I'm keeping the TV rights. I'm keeping the interactive rights. I'm keeping the merchandising rights. So it was a different relationship from the get-go.
Should any of these games become a television show, I will be more than happy to host it. Now that I got my selfish plug in there, we can go on.
Well, you know, it's a funny thing you should say that, because I've done television shows on a number of games. Ron, you would be like God-given talent to be hosting this show that we're starting to talk about for the game I just released, which is Boom Again. It's pop culture trivia from the baby boom. It's a sweet spot. I see you as being the perfect guy.
Oh, my gosh. That is my venue, I tell you. I do a musical tribute on stage as a singer with an orchestra to Dick Clark's American Bandstand. So I'm right in the boomer category there. I'm booming like crazy. Well, we'll have to talk about that. Let's go back to the syndication rights. This is fascinating because I know one time somebody came to me with a product to put in a grocery store, and shelf space was very, very, very limited. And we had that problem actually with another venture I had with my partner Ed McMahon and a retail product. I would imagine Milton Bradley, Parker Brothers, Mattel have the same problems and are very, very specific as to what games they use on those shelves. But how do you go to these people, Brian, and present them with the concept of the game without having a problem with copyrights or infringement?
You really have to understand copyright and trademark. The reality is you can't protect an idea. You can only protect your expression of the idea. So I walk in with a completed game. I walk in with a working physical prototype. And keep in mind, the only time it was difficult for me was the first game, because once you've had a hit, everybody wants to see what's next. It's been easier for me building those relationships over the years because I have managed to concoct the secret sauce that actually resonates with players, consumers, and retailers.
You are right. It is very much like the broadcasting business. I remember distinctly going in and pitching a show about rock and roll music. I mentioned it to the late Dick Clark, and he said, what did you do? I said, I went in there with a whole pitch tape and a sizzle reel, as we call it in the business. And he said, I just walk in with a legal pad and give him the idea. And I said, but you're Dick Clark. When you have a list of credentials like he did, as now you do in the game board industry, I'm sure out of context was a harder sell than Super's categories.
It was, because in the old days you used to introduce product at Toy Fair in New York City. And my first Toy Fair, I literally rented the mop room in the wrong building, but the game caught on. And before the end of the week of Toy Fair, Milton Bradley was at the door saying, we want this game. Having good product, understanding what that means, and delivering fun in a box at a price, those are the critical components that the distributors are looking for. That's what I was able to do.
So, Brian, tell me how you confront this. You sit down at a table, you have friends over the house. Merv Griffin told me how he invented Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy. He was just on an airplane and had an idea. How do you come up with the ideas, which is the difficult part? Well, I shouldn't say that. It's one of the difficult parts. Certainly marketing is a challenge, but apparently you have mastered that, and you've mastered actually the creation of these things. But how do you get the ideas?
You know, it varies. Sometimes it's 90% perspiration. Sometimes it's 90% inspiration. And I'll give you two examples I think they're really good ones. I'm driving home in a rainstorm through the canyons in Los Angeles. I'm late for a dinner party in my own home. I know my wife is not going to be happy. The radio is broadcasting a report about Ronald Reagan in Europe celebrating the Battle of the Bulge. And I thought, gee, I know a lot about the Battle of the Bulge. It was in General Patton, and it was Bastogne, and it was nuts. And I walked in the door, and I turned to all the my friends. I said, tell me 10 things about the Battle of the Bulge. And they all started yelling, and they said, what are we doing? I said, that's my next game. So it was that easy. Now, Taboo is an example. Actually, I was partners with Dick Clark on a bunch of TV things, and we were working on something, and one little segment felt just like there's something there, and I took that little kernel and completely worked it, and the end result is Taboo.
That's amazing. So you knew Dick well like I did.
I knew Dick well, and in fact, I laughed when you mentioned Ed McMahon, because Ed was the guy who suggested that Dick go down and try in Philadelphia to get this show that they were talking about doing. They were close friends.
Oh, I know.
And so I got a kick hearing both guys' names in the same conversation.
Ed McMahon and I were partners, and I was his announcer on several of his television shows, produced his radio show, and we had a partnership where we had McMahon's vodka, and he and I were the owners, and that's the reason why I know so much about shelf space when it comes to placing alcohol on shelves and how difficult it is. And, of course, Dick and I were friends for many years, too, so that's pretty cool. You know, are they ever going to update Monopoly to make it 2021?
The reality is they update it all the time. For purists, for those who played it as kids, you know, way back when, it feels odd to us. But the truth is, if I went today and walked into a toy distributor and said, hey, listen, let's do a game about buying real estate and then charging rent, they would laugh you out of the room. They would send you to go away. That's one of the reasons that I focused all of my work on social games, party games. I'm in the business of creating lubrication for rusty social skills.
Brian, I could talk to you for hours. Boy, you got it right on the button. You really do. This has been fascinating. Now, what's the latest board game you got out right now?
Right now. And it is, I honestly think it's one of the best things I've ever done. It's called Boom Again. That's the game I mentioned earlier. That pop culture trivia from the baby boom. From the 50s, 60s, and 70s.
Oh, man.
All the things you heard, all the things you saw, even the stuff you learned on the street. It's a very special game, and we have rooms of people singing and laughing. I mean, laughter's a big component of it. I'm not even selling it at retail stores. It's at boomagain.com, and it's fabulous. So thank you for giving me the chance to mention it.
Boomagain.com. I'm going to that as soon as I get off the air today. Brian Hirsch has been our guest. He makes board games. He has sold over 50 million copies, 40 different games he has invented. And go to boomagain.com. Brian, you got to come back and join us again. Good luck to you, and I look forward to your next visit. Okay, my friend?
Thanks, Ron. I look forward to it, too.
Brian Hirsch has been our guest. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's the decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We're back live all across the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Segi today. I'm very happy to have our next guest with us. She used to be with us a lot of times, and for some reason, we have not had her on the show again, but she is back. I love this lady. She is such a talented one. And we are going to be talking about a film that is set to release today called For the Love of Jesse. Joining us right now is the beautiful Adrienne Barbeau. Adrienne, welcome back to the show. Good to hear your voice again.
Thank you, Ron. I saw your name and I thought, oh boy.
Man, it's been a long time, but boy, I got to tell you something. Still as beautiful as ever and talented as ever in this new show that's coming up. I'm very excited for this. It's being released today. It's called For the Love of Jesse, and you play a mom this time around.
I play a mom this time around. And actually, a grandmom at one point.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
I play the mother of a doctor, a young man, played by Randy Wayne, who's very much in love with his very pregnant wife and is devastated when she dies during childbirth.
Mm-hmm.
And he is left with raising my grandchild.
Yeah.
This is not a mom you'd necessarily want to have. Yeah. She shows up and she's not incredibly likable. She and her son have a prickly relationship,
yeah.
But she shows up because somebody's got to help him take care of this baby. And finally convinces him that he's got to hire someone, a housekeeper, nanny, to take care of the baby. Does not like the woman that he hires, who has her own history, having lost a child. And it is a love story. It is a story about second chances. And even in the case of my character, the changes that can take place in a person as a result of love. It's not like, you know, the people who usually watch me to see me screaming and yelling and the ghosts coming or the horror. This is for a much, much wider audience.
Well, you know, it's unique here when you say that he got a nanny, because the nanny, according to what I saw, was actually a former patient of his that lost the baby to a miscarriage. So he decides to hire her because she needs a job. And you didn't really agree with this arrangement. I mean, ultimately...
No, because she shows up wearing, she's got tattoos, she's got a biker jacket on, she's got her hair shaved. This is not someone I want. In fact, I have a line. I hope you're not here to apply for the job dressed like that.
Yeah. That would be a frightening thing to see. The thing about it is, though, is that this movie, even though it came out today, it was the winner of a Best Screenplay in Los Angeles' Film Awards back in 2017. So this was done a couple of years back, right, Adrienne?
Well, no, the screenplay was written in 2017.
Oh, okay.
And then they, just as they were getting ready to start filming, and I, you know, I should have looked this up. I'm not sure if we did this in 2018. It must have been, maybe it was early 2019.
Okay.
Yeah. Just as they were ready to start filming, the actor that David McAbee, our writer-director, had written the role for to play the doctor, my son, passed away.
Oh, gosh, really?
And so then it was, you know, a question of if they were even going to continue. But they did, and they hired Randy Wayne, wonderful actor.
Yes, he is.
And went on and made the film.
You know, you have had such an illustrious career over your life, your young life. You know, of course, everybody remembers Maude back in 1972. You had a lot of horror films, as you alluded to earlier. Someone's Watching Me, The Fog, Escape from New York, Swamp Thing, gosh, Two Evil Eyes, Creepshow. And you did some voiceover work, too, as the Catwoman on Batman, the animated series. Do you like doing voiceover works? A lot of actors and actresses like that because they can, it's like being in a costume at an amusement park. You can act really silly and nobody sees you.
What I like about it is you don't have to put a costume on. You know?
No makeup, no nothing.
I love doing voiceover work.
Yeah.
Right now, when I'm not acting, I do video description for the blind.
Really?
So that when you're watching your television show, if you hit your secondary audio channel program button, you can hear a voice describing what is happening on screen in between the dialogue so that someone who's visually impaired, you know, hears the actor speaking, but then hears my voice or another actor's voice describing the action. So, and fortunately, because my son is a music producer and he has a studio here at the house, I've been able to do some of my voiceover work even as we are sheltering in place.
Yeah.
So that's been very nice. And I love doing voiceovers. I do a lot of video games. Fallout 76 and God of War and Halo 4 and, you know, they're great fun. Love them.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun, yeah. Problem when you do that, they don't see your beautiful face. They should put like a little 8x10 there on all these video games. This is the beautiful person who you hear on this. As I mentioned before, it's released today, and it can be found on Amazon, iTunes, Google Play, Comcast On Demand, CBD.com, ChristianCinema.com, Walmart, Target, and Best Buy. And I couldn't be happier for you because I think that this is a great movie. It has been described as a path to a second chance for heartache and drama and redemption. And this is the kind of movie that you like to watch at times like this because it makes you feel you've gotten a second chance at life. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes.
Adrian, you have to do me a favor now, okay? This is favor time. You can't stay away as long as we have had in the past, right? You got to come and visit us more often. I love when you're here. You're a great actress, a nice, nice person, and I really miss not talking to you. Can we make a little note that you'll be back soon?
You know what? I have another film releasing. It's a golf comedy with Dan Lauria and Amber Liu, the K-pop star.
Yeah.
So I'd be Eagle in the Albatross. I'd be happy to come back and talk about that. And then I've got three more horror films that are in various states of post-production. There's a really good one. It's the only one I've seen, so I can't talk about the other two, called Unearth with Mark Blucas. And so hopefully when those are ready to be seen, I'll come and talk to you again.
Let's do it, Adrian. Love when you're here, and congratulations on this film, For the Love of Jesse, and we'll look forward to having you back next month.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Adrian. Our guest has been Adrian Barbeau. And stick around. There's more to come live nationwide and around the world with Ron Segi today.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure, and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Authorities in Florida say the confirmed death toll in the Surfside condo tower collapse has risen to 24, with 124 residents still missing. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava said Saturday that search and rescue operations would be temporarily halted, while the part of the structure that has remained standing is demolished. Efforts to raise the remaining part of the structure have been accelerated with the approach of Tropical Storm Elsa. There are concerns that the storm's winds could bring down the remaining structure. Surfside Mayor Charles Burkett says demolition work could begin as early as Sunday. And a new report says the fencing around the Capitol building could soon be taken down. The extra security fencing erected after the January 6th riots could be removed as early as July 9th. The Associated Press reporting that Capitol Police have a plan to remove the inner fencing that could begin as soon as next week. An outer layer of security measures were removed back in March. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
You are listening to Ron Segi today. Well, we are going to touch on a very important subject, and one that has been actually in the news of late. Joining us right now is a gentleman who is certainly familiar with the microphone. He's a winning CNN MSNBC news anchor. Richard Liu joins us. Hi, Richard. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for talking to me today, Ron.
What you have coming up are two very important things with a emphasis on Alzheimer's. Now, the new book you have out is called Enough About Me, The Unexpected Power of Selfishness, and your documentary, Sky Blossom, Diaries of the Next Greatest Generation. Let's touch on the first one first, Richard, because this is an experience that you have had, and you put it into words, and giving us some advice, if indeed one day, and I hope it's never, but if it does happen, we have to learn a lesson about how to care for someone with that terrible, terrible disease.
Yeah, Ron, and thank you so much for bringing up that topic, because it's we don't talk about it enough. You know, there are over 53 million family caregivers in America, and over 6 million of those are caring for those living with Alzheimer's, and that's my father. When he was diagnosed 8 years ago, you know, after a little bit of research, I figured out he hopefully would have, you know, 7 or 8 years in front of him, which is the average, but he'd need help. And so I decided that I would figure out career-wise. I work in New York. He lives in California. And so I approached my boss, Yvette Miley, thinking she might, first of all, be surprised, because here she has her broadcast journalist and news anchor asking to be on TV less. That doesn't happen.
No, that's an unusual. That's very unusual.
Right. Yep, exactly. And number two, that she would also say, good working with you, great guy, but, you know, we really don't have jobs that aren't 8 days a week. I mean, now journalism is.
Sure.
And so instead, she says she was caring for her mother in Florida, and she said, let's figure out at least three or four ideas to see how we can make this work. So 6 years later, here I am, still at 30 Rock, working for MSNBC and NBC News as a news anchor, breaking news anchor on the weekends. And what I thought was impossible did happen thanks to a very selfless decision in business. And I am forever appreciative. That led to the book, Enough About Me, because I write about her and other examples like that. And the way I approached the book was an anti-self, self-help book here, Ron, because I really dug into it as a journalist because I needed to prove to myself that it was worth doing. Would you make more money? Would you look better? Would you live longer by doing these bite-sized things every day? Because we can't be Desmond Tutu or Mother Teresa.
Right.
Most of us can't. Maybe you can, Ron. I can't do that. And so it's a very sort of step-by-step, practical, anti-self, self-help book.
There's the old saying that you can only read so much to learn something. And when I first got into broadcasting, I could watch all the announcers in the world, but you have to one time sit down and do it. And the problem, like, let's say, the president, where you have no school for presidents. I mean, when you become president, it's kind of on-the-job training. As is this, unless you have another parent or relative that is suffering from it prior. So you really don't know how to be a caretaker at a very important stage of your family member, your friend, or even your life.
No, you don't. And no pay, no training, and you do it. You know, the book discusses my journey in an imperfect way about what it was like to grow up as, you know, a young kid of color and take care of my dad and later on in life. But the lessons that he taught me earlier on as a super imperfect guy, very imperfect. He's a pastor. He could not make enough money. He was a youth pastor. Couldn't make enough money to pay for, you know, the bills. And so we were, thanks to the welfare system, we got food. I love mac and cheese in general, block cheese especially, farina and all those sorts of things. But he stuck to it. He didn't change his direction. When he couldn't make enough money to pay for the family of six, he went to the next highest paying job in the 1960s and 70s, which was a social worker.
Sure.
And that was, I think, the lesson that he and my mom taught me, which is they never shook a finger at me and said, this is the way you need to live. They never did that. They just did it. And that was sort of the marinade, if you will, in my brain in terms of why I do things the way I do today, because they stuck to their knitting, I got to tell you. Not easy to do when you see that you can't pay for heat for the home.
There are two victims in every illness. There is the person who is stricken with the illness, and then the person or persons who have to deal with the health of the loved one. In the case of Alzheimer's, and I'm not saying that this is the worst disease in the world, but in my mind, it's right up there in the top three, because it's very, very difficult for the caregiver, I think, to really see a person that they love so much disintegrate in front of them. Because the person, I'm assuming, Richard, that it doesn't have a big effect on the victim here as it does on the caregiver. I want to jump over, if I may, Richard, for a quick second here to the documentary that you have, okay, which is Sky Blossoms, Diaries of the Next Greatest Generation. Tell us a little bit about that.
It was, you know, Ron, similarly inspired by those 250,000 miles that I would travel every year, 2 to 3 times a month from New York to California. That was started 5 years ago. If I'm going through this caregiving journey, how many other people are doing this? And through my work with the Elizabeth Dole Foundation and a focus on caregivers and military families, I decided to focus the documentary on young caregivers aged 11 to 26. And that's because we have 5 million children, kids, young adults that age that are caring for an adult. And the reason why I focused on film was because culturally, we weren't talking about our caregiving community, which is worth about $500 billion a year.
Wow.
In value. $500 billion. With that gap and me being a journalist and storyteller, what do? I focused on the documentary that was journalistically approached, that we worked on for 5 years, and we went to the Midwest, the South, the East, the West, and the Pacific Islands, focusing on 5 families. Those 5 families are white, they are Latino, they are black, they are Native, and they are Asian American. And the reason why we have that geographic selection and also the ethnic diversity is to show difference, but at the end show the sameness about the culture of caring for other people that we were missing based on my reporting on so many horrific things happening, which I call the selfish pandemic that we're living through, whether it be mass killers, whether it be racial strife, whether it be how easy hate and violence is today on the streets. And so the movie was to show that they are the next greatest generation, because these aged 11 to 26-year-olds, 5 of them that I focused on for 3 years in the field, are really inspirational. They are not the good-for-nothing young folks that only care about themselves.
By the way, I do want to make mention of the fact, Richard, that this movie is a non-for-profit film, and you can see it not only on YouTube, but it's going to be available on Peacock, so that's going to be great. I want to touch real quickly on this new, kind of controversial drug for Alzheimer's, Richard.
If you think about being in the desert for 20 years and me living in an Alzheimer's family, we've had no hope other than to watch my father struggle and battle. We've cried in harder and different ways. But we've also laughed in harder and different ways. We have found joy despite difficulty. And to reflect on your comments earlier, that's definitely been my experience. But when it comes to therapeutics, when it comes to any sort of drug, there's been zero. These new developments are hopeful because it shows progress. You know, I am no researcher, I am no doctor, I am no neurologist, but I can only put on my hat as a member of an Alzheimer's family to say, hallelujah, we got something. And there's progress, because so many companies have spent billions of dollars with zero progress. And so with the FDA making their decisions and the pharmaceutical companies, I'm not saying they're the panacea. I'm only saying their investments of billions of dollars, all of them, to find progress, we're hopeful. Look, the cost looks like it's pretty high. We still don't know whether insurance is going to cover it. All these questions are out there. But just from an Alzheimer's family member, I got to tell you, Ron, there's a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel.
Richard, you got to come back and join us again and shed more light on this as it becomes available. And I want to thank you for this book and this movie. The book is called Enough About Me. I love that title. The Unexpected Power of Selfishness. And the documentary Sky Blossom, Diaries of the Next Greatest Generation, is penned by our guest from CNN and MSNBC news anchor Richard Liu. Richard, please join us again, and good luck. Anything we can do to help expose the benefits of these two items, the book and the movie, we are on board for you, my friend.
Thank you, Ron. I appreciate it. Thanks for what you do.
Thank you, Richard. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Across the USA and around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi today. Summer is here. And boy, I love this time of the year. But a lot of people, including myself, want to get things shipshape for summertime, especially if you're going to have parties over the house or just for the sake of something new and after this pandemic, something just to get you in the mood. We have with us our dear friend, lifestyle and home design expert, Kelly Edwards, and she's going to tell us how to make our home this summer cool inside and out. Joining us is Kelly Edwards. Hi, Kelly. How are you? Welcome back to the show.
Oh, I just adore you. Thank you so much for having me.
Holy man. I've never had anybody tell me that. No one, ever. My mother didn't even say that to me. Wow. You can come back every day. I want you to know that, Kelly.
Perfect.
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 So what do we do? Well, let's start with inside.
You're absolutely right. Summertime's here. Everybody's wanting to beat the heat, save a little bit of money at home, maybe de-stress a little bit after this crazy year we've had. But they also want to make their home smarter. So we're going to talk about making your home smarter. One way to do that is with a smart thermostat. I have the award-winning Scentsy Touch from Emerson with me. Really great company. They focus on really the best homeowner experience. Large touch screen, comes in a variety of different colors, black, white, and they have their brand new silver. What I love about this run is it actually gives you the ability to control the temperature from your phone. So you can adjust it from wherever you're at. Super easy DIY installation, smart home compatible, which means it works with Amazon Alexa, Google Assistant. Best part, though, honestly, Energy Star certified. You save about 23% on your HVAC energy when you use this product and do flexible scheduling, remote access, geofencing, things like that. It's easy to find. Go on Amazon, or you can go to scentsycomfort.com. But this is a great way to beat the heat, de-stress yourself, and save a little bit of money.
When you say that it is able to be changed anywhere, you don't mean anywhere in the house. You mean anywhere.
Grocery store, baseball field, you name it. If you are out and it's hot outside and you're like, you know what, I want to go home and I want it to be a cool 71 degrees in my house, simply set it from your cell phone. By the time you get home, 71 degrees in your house.
Let's talk about some ways of keeping the home fresh. I find that in the summertime, when we have air conditioning on here, it's great because it's cool, it's right on the money. But it does leave kind of a musty feel because you don't have fresh air, and you don't want to open windows and everything because then you're wasting air conditioning.
Exactly. And also what happens, what you'll find, and this is another one of my products, which I'm actually glad you mentioned that, when you close up shop, when you basically close all the windows and all the doors and it creates that musty smell, what comes inside your house? The bugs. Because they're looking for the reprieve from the heat, right? They all come inside. Well, I found a product because I swear to you, if there's a bug within a 20-mile radius, he's going to come into my house. He just always finds me. That's the true story. There's something called Zevo Bug Killer. Now, it eliminates the bugs that actually come into your house, but it is safe for people and pets when used as directed. The reason why, and this is why I like it, it's nature-inspired ingredients. So it's cinnamon oil, lemongrass oil, no harsh chemicals. What this has is a bioselective technology that shuts down the biological pathways in bugs, not people, not pets. So basically, if you get those bugs in the house in those summer months, spray down your baseboards, if you see them there, if you see them in the windowsill, spray it there. Wipe it down with a paper towel. You're good to go. Product really is great for people with pets, children. They want the beautiful space. They want the simple solution. They don't want the chemicals. You can find it everywhere, honestly. It's ZevoInsect.com, or you can simply go to Walmart, Home Depot, Target. Sold in all stores nationwide and online. But a great way to have it on hand, something that is all natural, no harsh chemicals, get rid of those bugs. Because you know, and I know, when you close up the house in the summer, they will find their way inside because they need that reprieve as well.
Is it available to use inside and out? Can you use it on your patio or and in your bathroom?
Well, it's specifically used for inside, but if they're on your patio, it can be used. It's not specifically an outdoor spray, but it is an indoor spray, and what's great is it doesn't have the harsh chemicals, so you won't feel bad about spraying it inside the house. I know I'm very leery about spraying anything inside my house because I'm not even sure what's in it, but this actually is made with all natural ingredients.
Let's talk about going outside now. How can we make the house beautiful? Because curb appeal is a lot.
Okay, I'll give you a couple ideas. One way you can do that is obviously curb appeal is huge. I will say two things. One is you need really great patio furniture and things like that. So one place you can go to buy your patio furniture or anything you need from your house to make it look better outside, before you buy anything, go to Slick Deals. Now, it's a site. There's an app and there's a browser extension. What it is, it's a site. They have 12 million unique users. They all vote and vet on the best deals, so you actually know you're getting a good price. So let's say there's something that you do want. Let's say there is an outdoor patio set, or it could be anything. It could be mulch. Maybe you want to add mulch out to your outside to make it look a little bit better, right? You set a deal alert, and you actually get notified in your inbox when that mulch that matches your criteria gets posted to the site, and you can purchase it there. Maybe it's patio furniture. Maybe it's, you know, whatever you can think of that you need to make your curb appeal a little bit better, you can actually go to Slick Deals and get a discount on it.
A lot of people, first question they ask, how much? Because even though they want to do stuff to make their homes beautiful inside and out, they know it's going to cost some money. How do you look for savings about that? How do you confront something that you want real bad, but you want the best deal?
Well, honestly, this is a great way to do it. Well, what I like to do, I read reviews online. I'm a big review reader because I like to see what people really are saying. Because even though it's a great deal, honestly, it could have really terrible reviews. So if you're buying something, and let's say it's something for the outdoors, and they're like, oh, it's on sale, but then you get it and it really isn't that great, it's not a great product, then it's not even worth buying in the first place. So that's why, honestly, I think Slick Deals is great for anything you buy in your home, because it gives you the ability to not only find it at a discounted price, but read the reviews at the exact same time.
Well, you got to cover it both ways. Are we missing anything? It sounds like you pretty much got the indoors outdoors covered.
I do, actually. I came into today saying I want to show everybody how to, one, save money in their home, but also do it in a safe way. So the bug spray jumped in, and a couple other deals to help you save money in your home with a smart thermostat. And also, before you buy anything, just look online. Find the best deal.
We talked about the smart home. It is amazing what is available technology-wise. It almost makes you feel like you don't deserve all of these great things. You know?
It is. It's crazy. 10 years ago, I was getting asked questions about what color to paint my living room. Now everybody wants to know about smart technology, right? I mean, that's the way it's going. And our appliances, cameras and security systems and televisions and thermostats. I think it's fantastic. I absolutely love it.
Yeah, you know, I can remember as a kid that, you know, we had things to turn off the lights. We had things to turn off the TV, change the station. It was me. I would get up because my father would say, change this. We need a drum roll, ladies and gentlemen, a little rim shot. Kelly, where can we go for more information on this and a whole lot more that we've talked about today?
You can, of course, go to any of these brands' websites, or you can go to my Instagram page, which is Kelly Edwards.
Kelly, always nice having you here, and hopefully you'll come back and give us some fall hints.
Absolutely. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Kelly. Kelly Edwards has been our guest. Always nice when she is here, sharing some great ideas for what we need to get our home in shape for summer inside and out. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay. But there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
America is under attack, and we need you to take action now. Our history, culture, constitution, and the American way of life are being assaulted. Violent anarchists are rioting and looting in cities across the country. They are demanding the defunding of our police and an end to law and order. There has never been a more critical time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. The Second Amendment Foundation created the Second Amendment First Responders Program. This program seeks to actively engage Americans who want to protect our Second Amendment rights. Please text PROTECT 2A to 474747 and become a Second Amendment first responder. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. Text PROTECT 2A to 474747. Again, text PROTECT 2A to 474747. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. Text PROTECT 2A to 474747.
On On this 4th of July weekend, that's a wrap. We want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the show. Our guests include Lee Greenwood, Frankie Avalon, Vanessa Williams, Kehlani Palmisano, Brian Hirsch, Adrian Barbeau, Richard Liu, and Kelly Edwards. Well, we hope that you're having a very good 4th of July weekend, and make sure it is a safe one, too, celebrating the 245th birthday of the United States of America. And I'm Ron Seggi, inviting you to join us next week when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world on Ron Seggi Today. Till then, I hope that you have red, white, and blue skies and green lights.